As the curtain goes up at a theater in Seattle this summer, everyone is hoping it is not the final show. Seattle's Intiman Theater has a long and proud history. It's considered one of the country's finest regional theaters, but the company was forced to shut down early last year after revealing it owed more than $1 million to its creditors. After months of downsizing and fundraising, Intiman is reopening with an 8-week summer festival. As Marcy Silman of member station KUOW reports, the theater hopes they have found a model to keep them in business.
40 years ago, Intiman's founders envisioned a Seattle theater devoted to Western classics, Shakespeare, Chekhov, and Ibsen. But over the decades, Intiman also earned national recognition as an incubator of new work.
The spark, what lights the fuse for spring, that's the azalea. When they get to going, you'd swear somebody scattered a whole handful of lit matches across those hills.
In 1991, Intiman premiered the Kentucky Cycle. A decade later, it produced the first workshops of Light in the Piazza.
Everyone's a mother here in Italy. Everyone's a father or a son.
In 2006, Intiman was honored with a Regional Theater Tony Award. Artistically, the company was at the top of the mountain. Financially?
Everyone was always teetering on the brink.
Bartlett Scheer was Intiman's artistic director in 2006.
The endless amounts of crises that we went through at Intiman, but you always knew you had to just sort of make sure you could make it happen, no matter what different things you were trying to juggle.
Scheer and his staff might have put quality work on stage, but behind the scenes, the theater was on the verge of collapse. By 2010, Intiman owed hundreds of thousands of dollars in back rent, plus about $1 million in other debts. No one at Intiman wants to assign blame for the problems, but some observers say the theater company's artistic ambitions overreached its budget. Others believe Intiman's problems stemmed from fiscal mismanagement. Whatever the reason, an outside consultant advised the company to shut down mid-season last year. Intiman gave up the lease to its building, laid off its staff, and arranged with other Seattle companies to honor its tickets. But board president Terry Jones says they did want to reopen Intiman at some point. They just needed to find a cheaper way to operate.
We were producing for like 9 months out of a year and having to sustain 12 months of operations, and it was a much bigger budget. So if you were going to shrink down and try to get lean and mean, what could you do?
Jones and her fellow board members solicited ideas from dozens of Seattle theater artists. The summer festival proposal was the most intriguing, especially the fact that it would cost just a fifth of Intiman's budget its last full season. The festival would include classic plays and new work, all performed by an ensemble of 12 actors and 5 interns.
Good. Okay. So we'll do that again once we run the whole thing.
On a recent morning, the cast runs through Henrik Ibsen's Hedda Gabler.
Hedda Gabler.
Yes, that was my name back when we first knew each other.
And now I have to learn how not to call you Hedda Gabler.
Yes. The sooner the better. Start practicing.
Mariah C. Kaminsky plays the title role. She's also cast in the festival production of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, as well as the premiere of a drag version of The Miracle Worker, created by writer and gay activist Dan Savage. The plays will be performed on a rotating schedule, so Kaminsky and the other actors will give a different performance every night.
What keeps coming to mind is that Walt Whitman quote, "I contain multitudes," because I contain so much text right now. And it literally feels like a computer program. Like I flip through the files and I'm like, oh, the Hedda Gabler file. And I bring it up and there it is, you know.
But Kaminsky says she likes a challenge, so she took the job for less than she might earn at another theater. Board President Terry Jones says Intiman has negotiated with the unions to make this festival affordable.
We've had a lot of folks who have been very gracious to us, including Actors Equity and a whole number of folks who have just said, we want to make this happen for Intiman.
That's partly because Seattle's tight-knit theater community depends on the city's 5 big equity houses to generate enough work to keep a critical mass of actors, directors, and stage crews employed. All of those theaters have had to cut their budgets in the past 5 years as the economy tanked and sales and donors dwindled. Meanwhile, Intiman still owes more than $500,000 to its creditors, and the summer festival isn't likely to generate enough to pay that down. Ticket sales seldom cover the cost of mounting plays. Kevin Mayfeld managed regional theaters for more than 25 years and now directs an arts management program at Seattle University. Mayfeld says Intiman is taking a risk, putting all its hopes on this short summer festival.
Producing theater is always a risk. If any of us could predict what was going to be a huge hit and sell out, we would all be making a ton of money and be very happy. But the reality of this art form is that you never know that.
But Intamon board president Terry Jones says at this point she has no choice but to be optimistic.
We don't know how this book will end, but I'm hoping we haven't written the last chapter.
For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.